Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to Dr. Susan Starler's Thinking Outside the Box. So what are we talking about this week? Well, we are talking about how to listen to what your body is telling you. Thinking outside the box, we want to take a look at symptoms and what that means. Because a lot of times I get patients who come into the office and I say, well, how long have you been experiencing ABC symptom, whatever that happens to be? And the response I get is usually, well, this has been going on for years, but recently it's gotten worse. And what does that look like? Well, symptoms can include pain. They can include anxiety. It can be stress. It can be unexplained fear. It can be gastric distress of some kind, like a bellyache or excess gas or constipation or diarrhea. It can look like foggy brain. It can look like chest pain. We can go on and on and on. There is a really thick diagnostic book that's absolutely full of all these diagnosis codes based on how somebody's feeling. So, you know, it's like, oh, we've got the tummy ache diagnosis. Okay, well, these are the things that your body is saying to you. Look at me, pay attention, listen to me, and help me. So, a couple of simple things that we can do. Oftentimes, people come in and they have general stress. I like dealing with general stress because a lot of times people haven't received any helpful information or any explanations about how to just go about managing stress in life. And I'm going to concentrate on stress today because stress is the key genesis for so many other different things that show up later as a result of the fact that people have experienced this chronic, prolonged stress in their life. So stress can manifest itself in just a feeling of anxiety. Often it's headaches, often it's tummy aches. But what does that look like and why did it start? Well, most of the common stressors these days, they either start because of money, or they start because of a conflict with a loved one, or there's been a death in the family, or there's been a change in a job or a change in a residence. You know, there are some key things that are considered the biggies, and those are five of the biggies. So when somebody's coming to me and they're having difficulty with money, one of the things that I say is, you know, everybody has difficulty with money. It's just a matter of zeros. For some people, it's, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with that $10? And another person is, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with that $10,000? And where am I going to find it? Well, there are lots of different things that you can do to help yourself. And I'm going to just blatantly put out there that there are a number of books that help people manage money issues. And all you have to do is go on Google and search money management education or literature, or go on Amazon and search for that same thing. And that will help you to pick a title that resonates best with you. Other people get money managers and consult with somebody who is proficient at helping them figure out based on what they're earning, how are they going to pay their bills, how are they going to put away for retirement, how they're going to manage their day-to-day existence, and you know, if you want to go on a vacation or anything like that. But money stresses are huge for people. And sometimes it's just a matter of accepting that you've spent a certain amount of money for those who have money stresses involved in debt and taking a deep breath and going, okay, how long is this going to take me to pay off? And then accepting it. Because if the money has been spent and the debt is there, then usually there is something that has been gained from that money expended, and now you just have to pay it back. So getting to the place where you're okay with that can be a huge thing. Calling a money manager or calling a broker who can help you deal with that better. Sometimes dealing with a life coach can help you deal with money stresses. That's very helpful for some people. And sometimes it's just a manner of understanding that all things being equal, you're not going to be out on the street, you're not going to be without food in your belly, you are going to survive. So where can you budget better in order to make that easier? So those are a few helpful hints about money. Now, with regard to conflict with a loved one, again, none of these things are things that I deal with directly, but they are stressors which can cause upsets to the system, and then that results in symptoms that then walk into my office. So if you're having a conflict with a loved one, I always suggest that people find some sort of counseling that best suits them. For a lot of people, it's their priest or minister or rabbi. For other people, it could be a life coach. For other people, it could be a girlfriend or a lifelong friend or another family member. Talking to someone and getting some really good, solid advice that you can then take to the relationship and implement so that those kinds of conflicts with loved ones may be better put aside. When it's the significant other conflict with a loved one, that can be very disruptive in the home environment. So you definitely want to do everything you can that's possible to mitigate the negative effects of conflict at that level. Some people call into radio show talk hosts who are answering questions with regard to relationships. It's all about the relationship. That's if you have a direct conflict with someone who's your significant other. If there's a family member or a friend or somebody in your workplace, those are the different kinds of conflicts as well. Don't be afraid to reach outside yourself and ask for somebody to help, especially if the one-on-one communication isn't working as you had hoped to. Find somebody who can mediate that conversation or those conversations with you and help to manage that a little better. The same type of advice I would give for anybody who's experiencing the death of a loved one or a change in work environment or a change in home environment, don't be afraid to reach out for help. Because when you go through those kinds of stresses, what it can do in the body is create a disruption in your body chemistry. And when that disruption in your body chemistry occurs, those are the times that people walk through my door. And we have to try to then, in addition to now providing nutritional advice, supplementation, diet, lifestyle changes, in order to help you deal with the symptoms, the original problem still needs to be dealt with. And I have some patients that I've told, look, I can give you as many supplements as you want, but at the end of the day, until you decrease your stress, whatever that means for that individual, it's going to make it challenging. Because stress is all disrupting. So that's with regard to the stressors. Now, pain. Stress can certainly cause pain. What kind of stress causes pain? Well, physical stress can cause pain. Trauma, like a bad car accident or a slip and fall, can cause pain. Something going on with an internal organ can cause pain. When people feel pain and it's sharp, a lot of times people panic. I say don't panic. First of all, calm down, breathe slowly, see if you can take a deep breath or two. And if it isn't something that feels like it's life-threatening, in which case you head straight for the phone and dial 911, if it's not something that's life-threatening, try to take just a couple minutes to regroup and relax into your body. Because a lot of times when you do that, that immediate pain will start to dissipate. There are certainly exercises that can be done. There are supplements that can be taken. And at certain points in time, there are medications that are appropriate. But for the most part, pain is a response that the body has thrown out there telling you to, hey, wake up, pay attention to me, look at what is going on and help me. And so what do we do about that? Well, headache pain. A lot of times with headache pain, we need to find out exactly what is causing that headache pain. And while headache is one of the key issues that people will come in with, sometimes just putting a little bit of ice at the back of your neck and allowing your body to rest for a couple of minutes can help to take the pressure off of the nerves and the blood flow and give you some relief from a headache. Sometimes just getting into a different position. A lot of times we are stuck behind a desk all day long in front of a computer, and we are, leaning forward and trying to see different parts of the computer. We're not leaning back in our chair. We're not allowing the chair to support us appropriately. And we get into these postures that are prolonged and that compress the lungs, inhibit blood flow to the lungs and the heart and the brain, and that can cause a headache. And guess what? Increased stress. So if you just take a little mini break in the middle of the day, stand up and bend backwards. Because when you're sitting, for all intents and purposes, you're bending forward. So if you stand up and gently bend backwards, and if your chin is jutting forward and your head is closer to the monitor than your chest, then just stand up and take your chin and gently press it straight back. Not down, not up, just straight back. And give your neck a little bit of a relief. You'll feel all those tissues that have been nice and tight while you've been jutting your chin forward looking at the monitor. You'll feel that all nice, relaxed, and letting go. Sometimes you can take your arms and stretch them behind your back. Just walk around. Take a couple seconds and just walk around. Go get a glass of water. Go wash your hands. Splash some water on your face. Do something to change your body's position and get a little blood flowing. And that can decrease stress and often take care of a headache. So those are a few things that you can do. We are going to be discussing this and much more at our lecture on the 21st at my office. That is Thinking Outside the Box with Dr. Susan Starler. As in, your body is talking, are you listening? We will hold that at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 615, and that's in West Los Angeles. Please do call to RSVP as seating is limited. You can call at 310-571-1212 and just let me know you're coming. Our guest speaker that night will be Dr. Linda Rogers. Dr. Linda is a doctor of natural medicine, and she's been doing energy-type medicine for 30-plus years. And she'll have some great things to share with you and some great tips to give you. So again, thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you all next Thursday. This is Dr. Starler, and remember, please think outside the box. Take care. Bye-bye.